What's up, my peeps? This is our podcast, Lessons from the Sun. I'm Nina Riccardi, and I'm the sun.
And I'm Tony Riccardi, his pops. We're here to share our personal conversations with you. We'll dive into lessons we learned within sports and our everyday life.
Or crack some jokes and have some fun. And you'll get to hear how much I bust my father's chops.
Hey, listen, we're close, but I'm still your father.
All right, pops, I get it. Now let's get into today's episode. To another episode of Lessons from the Sun. I'm Nina Riccardi.
And I'm Pops.
And what are you going to be talking about today, Pops?
We are going to talk about... No, what you want to say? You want to see what we're talking about while I try and hold my stomach in for the camera?
Okay. So we're going to talk about how to improve in everyday life. I just like saying...
How to improve your attitude.
How to improve... Your attitude. I said that.
Nope. But if we roll tape, we can say how to improve. It's just how to improve, which is a good topic also, but not the topic we're talking about today.
Yeah, well, also...
Today we're talking about how to improve your attitude.
If we do that, then that'll be a good topic also because improving your attitude will be a part of that too.
Sounds like a plan. Well, before we dive into that... you want to talk to the audience, anything you're looking for, you want people to share the podcast, you want people to share the Instagram, what do you want? What are you trying to
do that at the end?
But I'm doing it now.
I'm not.
Okay. Well.
And I'm the star of the show, so I say what goes.
Oh, we have a diva on our hand right now. A diva, the star. What do you need in your dressing room before we do this podcast? You need to make sure it's always stacked with bubbly or LaCroix or all those fancy salsa waters, you know. And I don't know. You're getting a little too demanding. Be careful. Don't become like Oprah, okay?
Me, I'm getting demanding?
A little bit too.
That's a funny joke, Dad. I hope you don't mean that for real.
A little bit.
We should get gunshot sounds
here. All right. So check us out on our Instagram, Lessons from the Sun, our website, lessonsfromthesun.com, and also our podcast, which is on Apple and Spotify. But
which you're listening to right now.
You already know. Exactly. Yeah.
And so, if you don't know, you wouldn't be listening to this podcast.
If you don't know, now you know. Let's dive in.
That's from like the 50s.
How to improve your attitude in everyday life.
Yes.
Okay. So where should we start?
I don't know.
Okay. Let's start with that Monday morning feeling some people may have. Man, I don't want to go to school.
Most people.
I'm going to say some people.
I'll say 50% of the people don't like Mondays.
I don't have stats on that, but I'm sure we could look it up if we wanted to. Mm-hmm. So, that Monday morning feeling. So, what's something you can do to help you with that Monday morning feeling when you just don't have the best attitude because it's Monday? That's the only reason. It's like not even Monday's fault. It's just a day. It's not even its fault. It's because, you know, your weekend is over and you're going back to do something that you have to do every day.
5 days a week.
Yes. So,
or maybe 7 days.
Let's start with Monday. Shoot from the hip. What do you got for me?
You like wake up and you're like, Mondays, I got to go to school. I got to go to work. I got to do this. I got to do that. And you're like all angry and stuff.
That's how you feel.
Yeah.
True. So how do you help to improve your attitude in everyday life starting with Monday?
Monday could be a better day than last Monday because you could have messed up at work or something. And now there's a chance to change it. There's a new fresh start.
Okay, you said a lot of good things in that one. So first of all, how do I make this Monday better than the last Monday?
Exactly.
So make a plan to say what you didn't like about Monday and how do I make this Monday. So you're not comparing Monday to Saturday, but you're comparing how do I make this Monday better than last
Monday. Apples to apples, not apples to oranges.
That's a great idea. That's really a great idea. Two, it's a fresh start, you said, in those things. Okay, it's a brand new day. You determine how you make it. So three, you want me to throw an idea in there?
Okay, I guess.
Think about what it is you're doing that makes Monday not your favorite day.
It's the start of the week.
So if you love what you do, shouldn't you enjoy the start of the week? Shouldn't it be something you look forward to?
Well, some people don't love what they do.
Okay. So
you need to listen to our podcast to find out more about that.
All right. If you don't love what you do, there may be some things you have to do, right? But it's Monday, and how do we help that person either way improve their attitude?
Well, think about all the stuff that you could do for the week. Without a Monday, there would be no 5 days of the week.
Okay.
Without a Monday, Monday's like the start of the week. Monday's like the thing that kicks it off. It's like...
Okay. So what I'm hearing is you... How do I make... What can I do on Monday to make it better for the big goal that I have? What's a small piece I can do on Monday to make a step towards achieving something I do love to do? Even if you're doing something you don't like.
Yeah, exactly.
So...
Like, think of Monday as the day before Super Bowl when you're getting all your snacks ready, and it's like, you really don't want to get all, you don't want to make all that food for people and like get all those snacks ready and stuff. You want to eat them right now, but that's why you don't like to start the day before the Super Bowl. But then
you don't start the day before the Super Bowl, you start earlier in the week.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
And then, like, I'll keep going with the Super Bowl analogy to Friday and Saturday and Sunday.
Okay. All right. So how to improve your attitude. So basically compare each day. Let's say you're going to school that day, right?
Well, most Mondays are school.
Right. You're going to school.
Except for exceptions. Like.
So what is something you can put in your head to make the school day better?
I'm going to learn something new.
You're going to learn something new.
Yay.
That's good. It's cool. Okay. Cool.
You're going to see your friends.
Look forward to seeing your friends. So that's another thing to get pumped up about on a Monday. You might see a friend that you like, that you look forward to hanging out with.
That you like.
Yeah. The friend that you like spending time with.
Okay.
That's what I said.
No, you didn't. You didn't say that.
Friend that you like to hang out with.
That's...
All right. Number two. That's number two. Number three. What else can you do?
You could look forward to having the week in like a brand, like again, a fresh start, but I don't...
Okay, that was a good one that we used that earlier. That was a good one.
What else?
How about what you do, look forward to what you do after school?
Yeah, like what you do after school.
In your case.
I know, for like me, it's like baseball or something.
Right, so if you like going to practice, then you can look forward to Mondays because you get to go to practice after school.
Yeah.
So how's that work in your case? Do you look forward to Monday practices after school?
I look forward to Monday practices, but I don't necessarily look forward to Mondays.
Right. You don't look forward to Mondays, but to get you through the part that you don't like, let's say, you have the practice part that you like.
Exactly. It's like you're doing something fun at the end of the day, no matter what. I mean...
Right.
You know what I mean?
Also, your whole overall mindset, right? Let's say you don't like going to school.
Mm-hmm.
Putting in your brain that you have the opportunity to go to school, that you're fortunate enough to wake up, that you're breathing, number one. Number two, that you have a school and shelter to go to. You know, number three, that you're looking like what you, to use your example, an opportunity to learn something new.
Mm-hmm.
Number four, an opportunity to see a friend that you may like enjoying their time with. Number five? I don't know. I lost count.
I don't know.
Number five, looking forward to what you do after school and the opportunity there. Spending time with your parents before or after school.
Exactly. Those are all reasons that you should look forward to a Monday.
And that's a way, if you can get through Monday, that's an easy way to improve your attitude towards your everyday life. Because Mondays are generally one of the toughest days for people, according to you. You said 50% of the people, in your opinion, don't like Mondays.
Yeah.
So if you can get through Monday, the rest of it is downhill.
Yeah. Isn't downhill's bad, uphill's good.
No, uphill is more difficult. Like, if you're pedaling your bicycle, what's easier, downhill or uphill?
Depends. What if there's a rock in the downhill and you're going so fast that you don't see it, and then you trip, and then you fall, and then you break your ankle or something.
Okay. All right.
Better than the uphill. Worse than the uphill.
Sure. Okay, well, it's an expression.
Well, and again, in like stock charts, for example, going up is good. Going down is bad.
You got me there, pal. You got me there. All right, so now we're talking about the rest of the week. We got through Monday. And you have, what if you're someone, that, let's say that you're a baseball player and you only like to play games, but you have to do all this practice before. How do you handle that?
Well, the fact that you get to practice other stuff, you don't get to necessarily practice your skills in the games, right? Like,
that's
makes
true.
No sense.
Right. So you look at it as an opportunity to practice the skill that you're like to use in the game in practice.
Maybe some new skills that you could use to change up your game.
Learn new skills, improvements. Great idea. How about your everyday life? What if, you know, you're like, dude, I just went to school all day.
I went to practice.
I can't wait to go home and eat dinner, but I don't feel like taking a shower and brushing my teeth. It's so annoying right now. I'm like, I just want to go to sleep. I'm tired. I went to school. I was in the band. I did this. I did, like, all the things that you did. And now you're just like, So what do you do there?
Well, the fact that you have running water for a shower is a big deal. Brushing your teeth, to even have good hygiene stuff is really lifesavers.
That's true. The basic necessities.
Because if you have cavities in all your teeth, you won't be able to eat.
Agreed.
So you won't be able to. I mean, it hurt a lot too.
Yeah, you'd have to gum your food. Mm-hmm. You'd have to have like Jell-O and baby food. Okay. Well, so basically, what I'm getting from you is to just continue to be grateful for what you have.
Yeah. Be grateful that you have the chance to do that. Like,
okay. Remind yourself that you need to be grateful for what you have and that you have the opportunity to brush your teeth because you have running water.
Yeah, like, I was reading this, like, we had a school project we learned that, like, 90% of the people in South Sudan don't have clean water or any water at all. So the fact that you just have water is a pretty big deal, but if it's not clean, it's like there's no use. And then you have running water. It's like,
it's even better.
Yes.
And you don't like to even, so you're using that just for hygiene. For as a baseball player, imagine if you didn't have water and you had to be on the baseball field on those hot days without any water, without hydrating.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy, right?
Yeah.
That's amazing. That's a great example. Excellent. So being grateful, reminding yourself of the things that you enjoy doing, comparing that day, whether it's a Monday or another day. Let's make this Monday a better Monday than it was last Monday.
And make this Monday the best Monday you've had, too.
Okay. How about if you're going into a test, you've prepared for the test? Because for the sake of this, if you didn't prepare for your test and study, then there's not much we can do to help you. You have to prepare. So that's something that you have to do. So to you, going back to your analogy before, on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you prepare for your test that's going to be on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
But now you've prepared. But your attitude is that you think you're not going to do well.
You think most of the times, like, you're nervous for the test because...
Okay. You're nervous.
You think you're going to fail the test. That means you're going to fail that grade. That means you could probably not get in.
Now, and that would be a logical thought if you didn't prepare. But you've prepared.
But you prepared all this time, so all you need to do is calm down your nerves.
Remind yourself.
That, again, like, being grateful, like, that you had the opportunity, like, let's say the test to go into a really good college. Like, to be grateful that you, if you pass this test, you could go into an amazing college instead of, like, maybe, like, not even going to school, for example. Which is, like...
So, you're annoyed to take the test. You prepared. You're annoyed. You don't feel like taking the test. You may be nervous. Your advice is?
Like, to be grateful that you can, like, if it's, especially if it's a big one, that it's not like you gotta, I don't know, like, jump a fence or something. You know what I mean?
That you have the opportunity to take this test, right?
Yeah.
You're not out there doing manual labor in the hot sun with no water.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
No food and no shelter.
Got it. Great point. Okay. So in this case, you're thinking about the situation you could be in that is much worse than you having to take a test, which taking a test is a privilege that you can go to the school.
Yeah. Some people may think it's not a privilege. Some people think it's a punishment, but...
I got one for you. You're in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
The coach tells you to run 4 laps at the end of practice. Everybody.
Yeah.
There are some players who just start running and get it done. There are some players who complain and whine and don't want to move on it.
Yeah.
Explain the difference, how we can help there.
Well.
That's an everyday life type of thing.
Yeah, so it's like running laps after a practice is like, I don't know, I guess another privilege in a sense too. Because another thing to be grateful, because if you have a coach who is like really like not like soft in a way to put it, like be like, oh yeah, the game and life is not that way. But if your coach is hard on you, you're thinking that's a absolute punishment. This is like shouldn't be allowed to do. But it's trying to help you. It's like even though you feel like it's wearing you down so much, it's trying to help you. It's trying to do something good for you.
Got it. So the way to shift your attitude when you have to do the 4 laps at the end of practice is to remind yourself that the coach is doing something that's in your best interest to build endurance in your legs or to make sure you finish the exercise or to kind of get some of that lactic acid out of your legs because you used it for pitching and or build endurance, right? Mm-hmm. So to think, why am I doing this? It's not a punishment. It's because the coach is trying to get me better.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes, like, when coach makes you run laps when you miss a ball, it's also a time to think about what you've done.
Right.
It's not like sometimes they, at least for what in practices and things that I've seen,
mm-hmm.
that they're not going to go make you sit on a bench and think about what you've done during practice.
Right, right. They're having mm-hmm. you reset your brain.
And they're also, it's also another chance to like work out and build your endurance by running. But now I'm not saying to get in trouble a lot, just to run and build your endurance. You could do that other times. But
okay, so if you make a mental error or you're not showing the right type of aggressive attitude on the field, the coach is having you do a lap to reset your brain.
Mm-hmm.
And
again, some people may think that's a punishment, but
they may think it's a punishment, but you understand that it's basically a break to kind of clear your mind.
Mm-hmm. A break that gives you physical exercise at the exact same time.
Got it. Got it. That's a great point. Great point there. Well, I think we've really put together a lot of good ideas. I don't know if we're missing any. I'm trying to think, you know, chores, you know, you want to go through that. You know, you have these chores that you would need to take out the garbage or take out bring the laundry.
Well, it's helping your family.
Okay. Too. Okay.
It's not like you could have like a robot doing it for you. I mean, probably now with the technology, you can have that, but
tell us how to have that good approach towards doing your family chores.
It's like that is going to make you responsible, because when you're older and you decide to move on.
Move on from your family?
No, move on. Like, say I'm 18 and I'm ready to move out of the house, like, with no one, like, with, like, basically starting from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
Figuring out by myself, of course, getting help from my parents, but I'm not like, can you please give me money? Can you do this for me? You know?
It's gotcha. Like, so
you're gonna be alone, and that's when so if you don't have chores, you're gonna be like, Which days does the garbage come out? Which days, how am I supposed to do my laundry, you know? Like that type of stuff. But if you do chores at a young age, then it's going to progress into your older life.
So the family chores are a way to prepare you?
For your future.
For your future?
In a sense.
And also to help your family
at the same exact time.
Excellent. All right, well, that wraps up today's podcast about how to improve everyday life.
So, remember...
How to improve your attitude in everyday life.
Yeah. Remember the top three things we talked about most. Being grateful, trying to find a way to make it better, and to find a way to...
Well, make it an opportunity.
Exactly.
Excellent.
So...
Everybody, let everybody know. If you enjoyed this podcast, please...
Share it.
Let them know on Instagram. Rate and review us, please. We need more of those. If you haven't done so yet and you listen to this podcast, please give us a good rating, and a review is very helpful.
Let anybody you know, even if you think they're not going to like it or something, because they may do it.
That's it. Let them know. Pass it on.
Mm-hmm.
How to improve. I hope you guys enjoyed how to improve your life. How to improve your attitude in everyday life.
And if you like these, like, how to do how-tos, like, let us know. And maybe you have some ideas that you could give us for that maybe some people, like, want to know about. So.
That's it. Yankees in first place, best record in the major leagues. Mets in first place in the National League East. We're in good shape. Let's keep the baseball karma going. Miami Heat up 2-1 in the series. Let's do this, kid.
They're probably going to be hearing this next year, and the Miami Heat's already out. The Yankees are doing horrible, and the Mets are doing way better than they had. That they're on the track for the World Series. It's like going to be opposite of what it's like.
You know what?
It almost ends.
I'm not ending on that note. Let's go Mets. Peace out, everybody.
Peace. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Thanks for listening. Now please do us a solid and hit that like button. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast, follow our Insta, and if you don't mind, give us a 5-star review.
Hook up my homeboy and help us continue to grow, please. Peace out.